Well, morning. Welcome to our parishioners who are tuning in on YouTube and to those who are tuning in on 103.5. I want to say a word of thanks to the radio station for allowing us to broadcast the Mass these last weeks. And to all who are listening or watching, happy Easter to you and your families. For us, this has been an unusual week. It's been an unusual Holy Week for us, one like we have never seen before. Easter is the greatest celebration for us as Christians. It's the greatest day on the Christian calendar. So not being able to gather together to offer the Mass and worship God is a great loss for us. These other alternatives are helpful, I would say. They help us in some way, but they're not quite the same. I'm sure we all look forward to being united once again in the flesh. Being spiritually connected is good, but we are body and soul. Being physically present in the church and spiritually united together is a greater sign of our communion with one another. Christ came in the flesh, that is, he had a body, and he died in the flesh, and then Christ, who had died, resurrected. As we all know, this is different than what our normal experience of death is. Death is a separation. It's an ending. There's a finality to it. And I've had the chance to be with many people who are either dying or who have died. As a priest, I get to walk with those who are facing death with their families. It's often a somber time, a time when people are trying to really understand what is death and come to grips with it. Now, hopefully for us, and for many Christians, death is not something that we are afraid of. It's not something that causes us anxiety. But for many people who do not believe in the resurrection, those who do not celebrate Easter, for instance, death is experienced differently. Not only does it have a finality to it, but it is literally the end of one's existence. It's hard to have peace about that. Written into our very nature is a desire to continue on, to live not just longer, but forever. People who have process this preparation of dying and are ready to die, usually we say that they're ready not because they want to stop existing. Either they hope to have eternal life, or they are suffering in such a way that it seems better to stop living. Given the two, I think we would prefer the first. We actually are made to be immortal, but because our nature has been wounded by sin, death was the penalty. And so we needed a rescuing. Easter is the completion of that rescue mission which God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit has accomplished out of love for us. That's why Easter is such a big deal for us. Because after Jesus rose from the dead, everything was different. Every person has been affected by what God has done, whether they realize it or not, whether they accept it or not, whether they believe it or not. Easter changes everything. That's why it's such a good thing for us to proclaim this good news. That's why we want everyone to know about it and come to accept the message of salvation. When we live only for what we can see, taste, and touch, we miss out on so much of what life really is. If I pin all my hopes on what is here to obtain in this life, what I can accomplish, or what I can experience, if my happiness and all my sense of worth stems from finding hope in my life as it is now, well, I think I'm bound for disappointment at some point. I will probably significantly lower my expectations or get used to being disappointed with my lot in life. Not to mention, I will probably always be in a rush to get to the next thing, the next experience, the next goal to reach, the next achievement, because the clock is ticking and I'm not getting any younger. When instead I live knowing that this life is a fraction of my entire existence and that it's really not meant to be perfect, when I understand that it is a preparation for the life of heaven, when I can accept that this is merely a short but important trial for the fuller existence which I am meant to be a part of, when I can realize these things, it changes the way I live. Today is a day of hope. It's not simply that we recall the historical event of Jesus rising from the dead. That was the beginning. And that day's events are still pouring out graces on us today. So let us take heart. Let us live in hope. Not a hope that only hopes things will get better. We do hope for that, of course. But an Easter hope is a hope rooted in the fact that when we are united to Christ, no matter what happens, no matter what comes to us in this life, we are heading towards something better, something greater. The future is bright. Living Easter is living the reality of the resurrection now. Having an Easter hope is recognizing that if we didn't have Easter, then life is a lot less interesting. It's a lot more of a competition with one another. Life becomes an attempt to live it up as well as we can in the short time that we have, trying to squeeze out the last juices out of every experience in life to the last drop. Because when that runs dry, it's game over. So I say to you, game on. Happy Easter.